Brian Burton, also known as Danger Mouse, is a musician and producer. He's the man behind the 2004 mashup of the Beatles' White Album and Jay-Z's Black Album, which he aptly titled The Gray Album. He's also half of the group Gnarls Barkley. Burton's latest project is an homage to Italian film music called Rome, and our critic Will Hermes has this review.
I'm not a huge fan of Westerns, but I make an exception for the films of Sergio Leone, mainly because of their soundtracks by the great Italian composer Ennio Morricone, full of weird choirs, overheated string arrangements, electric guitars, and all sorts of other surprises. Here's a piece of one of his best-known scores, the theme to the 1966 film The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Danger Mouse loves Italian film soundtracks, too. He built the worldwide hit by Gnarls Barkley, Crazy, around a sample of one. His new record is a collaboration with Italian composer Daniele Lupi, titled Rome, which is where it was recorded, in a studio co-founded by Ennio Morricone, and using many of his old session musicians. Like Eddie Del Orso, who sang on the soundtrack to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. But Rome's big selling point are two other singers, Jack White and Norah Jones. It's Jack White's most notable appearance since he announced the breakup of the White Stripes, a group his three songs here don't much resemble.
Make no mistake, I don't do anything for free. I keep my enemies closer than my mirror ever gets to me. And if you think that there is shelter in this attitude, where do you feel?
Even more remarkable are the three songs by Norah Jones, which are a reminder of how versatile a singer she can be when she's not making Norah Jones records.
Fooled them, hoping to seem like a slave of evil, but the pride of greed, and it's not a mask, so be honest with me. We can't afford to ignore that I'm a disease. Practical since we had to be, and when they were old, they came back to me and they tried.
I never thought I'd hear Norah Jones sing the words, I'm a disease. But I'm all for artists playing against type, even if the material isn't precisely what they do best. And I don't mind that I can't figure out exactly what sort of story this filmless film music might be telling. I love the way its songs and instrumentals, full of harpsichords, celesta, orchestral strings, and those ghostly choirs, conjure up images of haunted drifters and anonymous streets. It's like a soundtrack that simply got tired of supporting a movie narrative, walked out of the theater, grabbed the first horse that it saw, and rode out of town.
The latest album from Danger Mouse is called Rome. Our critic is Will Hermes.
This is NPR News.